In 538 BC, a first group of Israelites went back to Judea after 70 years of exile in Babylonia and rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem. Great numbers of Jews, however, remained scattered throughout the Persian Empire. It was during the years that followed that Queen Esther, wife of Ahasuerus, also called Xerxes, king of Persia, saved the Jewish people from total extermination. About 80 years after the return of the first exiles, a second group of Jews went back to their homeland, led by Ezra the scribe. Ezra was a priest and a teacher well versed in the law of Moses. He was careful to put into practice the requirements of the law and instructed the Israelites to do likewise. Ezra felt that he should return to Jerusalem to teach God's decrees to his people in the homeland. Artaxerxes I had succeeded his father Ahasuerus on the throne of the Persian Empire in 465 BC. The king was favorable to the Jews and to rebuilding Jerusalem. He gave Ezra a letter authorizing him to return to Judea with other Israelites, including priests and Levites, to teach the law of God to the people and supervise the service of the Lord in the temple. The king, his advisers, and the people gave Ezra a great amount of gold and silver and holy utensils for the service of the Lord in Jerusalem. The treasurers of Trans-Euphrates were told to supply whatever was needed for the worship of God in the temple. Artaxerxes gave the priest the authority to appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice and to enforce obedience to the laws and decrees of God. Ezra praised and thanked the Lord for all the marks of favor received from the king and from his nobles and officials, and he took courage because he saw that the hand of the Lord his God was with him. About 1,600 people went back to Judah with Ezra. Before setting out on the journey, he assembled the exiles on the banks of a canal, and they camped there 3 days, so that they could fast and humble themselves before God and pray for a safe journey home. The way back led through regions that were infested with robbers and brigands. "I was ashamed," said Ezra, "to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us, because we had told the king that the good hand of our God is on everyone who obeys him. So we fasted, and the Lord answered our prayer." Then Ezra noticed that there were no Levites among the returning Jews. So he sent men to ask for priests and Levites to come with them for the service of the temple in Jerusalem, and several came to join them. Ezra set apart 24 men, 12 priests and 12 Levites, and entrusted them with the gold, silver, and sacred articles that the king and his advisers and the people had donated for the house of God. Then they all set out on the long journey home, and God protected them from enemies and bandits along the way. 4 months later, they arrived in Jerusalem without having suffered any setbacks, and they rested for 3 days. On the fourth day, they went to the temple with the gold, silver, and sacred vessels they had brought with them, and they offered sacrifices to the Lord. Some months later, several Jewish leaders went to see Ezra and told him that many of the people, including priests and Levites, had taken wives from amongst the neighboring heathen nations, and so God's people were mingled with unbelievers. Some of the leaders and officials had led the way in this act of disobedience. When he heard this, Ezra rent his clothes, tore his hair, and sat down appalled. Others, who were also distressed by the unfaithfulness of the exiles, gathered round him and mourned. Ezra knew that idolatry was the cause of all the misfortunes that had come upon Israel. If the people intermarried with pagan nations, they would again be unfaithful to the Lord. At the time of the evening sacrifice, Ezra fell on his knees, spread out his hands to God, and prayed. "O my God, I am too ashamed to lift up my face to you," he said, "for our guilt has reached the heavens. Because of our sins we have been subjected to the sword and captivity, and now shall we again break your commands and intermarry with the heathen? We are left this day but a small remnant, And will you not be angry enough to destroy us? While Ezra was praying and grieving before the temple, a large crowd of Israelites gathered round him, weeping bitterly. Then one of the Jews said, "We have been unfaithful by marrying foreign women. Now let us make a covenant in the sight of our God to send away the heathen women and their children." So a proclamation was issued, and the people assembled at Jerusalem. Those who had married foreign wives agreed to send them away, and the exiles confessed their sin and obeyed God's law. Next episode, Nehemiah.